540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. The judge in New York has postponed sentencing in former President Donald Trump's hush money case until after the election. CBS News legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
In this case, former President Trump has tried from the beginning until now to delay. And Judge Mershon's decision to say, I will not impose a sentence until after the election is in and of itself a win for the Trump team.
Sentencing had been scheduled for September 18th. Trump was convicted in May on 34 counts of falsifying business records to conceal a $130,000 hush money payment to porn actor Stormy Daniels just before the 2016 presidential election. A 14-year-old suspect in the Georgia high school shooting this week and his father have been officially charged in the case. Meanwhile, vigils are forming to honor the four people killed in the attack.
We're praying for everyone and take this situation and just say love prevails.
The suspect was officially charged as an adult with murder in the deaths of two students and two teachers. District Attorney Brad Smith says this is not the end of it.
There will be additional charges on Colt Gray.
CBS's Dave Malkoff says has details on the charges against the teenager's father.
54-year-old Colin Gray entered the courtroom to face charges including second-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter.
Investigators say the charges stem from the father knowingly allowing his son to possess a weapon.
In addition to the four people killed, nine others were injured. A 26-year-old Turkish-American woman has been shot and killed during a protest in the occupied West Bank. KIRO reporter Luke Ducey spoke with people who knew the recent graduate of the University of Washington.
UW professor Fani Arya knew Aishanur Egi well. He says he warned her multiple times not to go to Israel.
What she was getting into when she went to the West Bank, she knew she was risking her life.
Fani, who taught Egi Middle Eastern languages and culture, described her as an ideal student and a leader of many Palestinian protests on campus. The recent graduate was also married, lived in Seattle, and held dual Turkish and American citizenship. Luke Ducey for CBS News Seattle.
A State Department spokesman says officials are investigating reports that the woman was shot by Israeli Defense Forces. Hiring ticked up a bit in August as unemployment dipped for the first time since March. Employers added a modest 142,000 jobs. Wall Street reacted. The Dow dropped more than 400 points. And Grammy Award-winning Brazilian musician Sergio Mendes has died. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Prosecutors are pursuing a murder charge with a hate crime enhancer against an inmate of the Green Bay State Prison accused of killing his cellmate last week. Authorities say Jackson Vogel strangled Michael Laureano on August 27th and told deputies it was because Laureano was black and gay. Governor Evers opposes the idea of splitting UW-Madison from the rest of Wisconsin state universities. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
This idea of splitting up UW-Madison from all the other UW system schools seems to gain some momentum every once in a while.
Tell me why that's a good idea. I have no idea. I mean, we have a system. It works. It's underfunded, but it works.
A legislative committee is considering the plan. Any change to the UW system structure would require legislative approval. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The NFL season is underway. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Last night, the Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Baltimore Ravens 27-20. Tonight, it'll be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil to open up the Packers campaign. Head coach Matt LaFleur is excited to get started.
This is a great stage to be on. We're going to be the only game on in the world, and you get to go do it in a place that's never been done before. So it's a great opportunity for our guys to go out there and show what they're all about.
Kickoff tonight is after 7 p.m. You can hear the game on WRJN in southeastern Wisconsin, WRCO in southwestern Wisconsin, and WCQM in northern Wisconsin. Today is the start of a three-game homestand for the Brewers as they take on the Colorado Rockies. Milwaukee leads the NL Central by 9 games over the Chicago Cubs entering play today. The Brewers have lost 3 of their last 4 games, all of them in extra innings. And tonight is the third week of high school football in Wisconsin. Check your local Civic Media station for matchups. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Stray evening shower, otherwise partly cloudy and a low in the upper 40s tonight. A beautiful weekend is ahead with sunshine. Highs in the mid-60s Saturday and mid-70s Sunday. Highs climb through the 80s next week. Dry weather ahead with more sunshine. Currently 57 degrees.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane Matinere returns to the big chair, and we are talking about the election because we are less than 2 months away, people. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Shaw, WAUK. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who still likes to build a fort, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to hour number two as we ease into the weekend here at Nightlight. Great to have you with me wherever you are joining us from in the state of Wisconsin, the beautiful state of Wisconsin, which is about to get more beautiful. I love fall. It's here. Football is back. The summer blockbuster season is over, but there are still some really good movies out there. It's just a great time of year. There's so much to do. And we've got a question tonight. What is your favorite cereal? And it was because we just found out today cereal is 160 years old. So Jim from Appleton says, cereal, favorite cereal, old-fashioned shredded wheat. That is old school. Big biscuits with cinnamon and a little bit of grape nuts thrown in. Wow. Little milk warmed up. And then Jim used the word nummy. So I think that means he likes it.
I think
that's
so.
That's a great text, Jim. Thank you. All right, so we're gonna shift here. Oh, Chris, I want to save Chris Casper's text because I love when Chris Casper texts the show. So, but we're gonna bring in our next guest first because I'm sure he wants to get to his true passion tonight, which is the Packer game. But he's been gracious enough to join us here tonight and talk a little bit about what he thinks the Packers will do this year. And you know him, and you love him, and you listen to him on Mino in the Mayor every day here at Civic Media. His name is John Mino. Hey, John.
He is not on yet. We are working on getting him on. The phone line dropped him a second ago. I'm going to call him back.
That was a heck of an introduction, and John didn't hear it.
I know.
Oh, I'm so bummed. Well, I'll read Chris Casper's text then. Chris says, in relation to what Dom and I were talking about, he says, just saying that the Twins won the World Series in 87 and 81. Those were great teams. Who was the guy? Kirby Puckett. Loved watching Kirby Puckett play. Those are good teams. Those are the kind of teams that like kind of everybody rooted for because Minneapolis, St. Paul, like they hadn't had a World Series team in a long time. And it's not like the Yankees or the Dodgers or the Angels or whatever, or the Oakland A's. Like Minneapolis is kind of like Milwaukee. It's a smaller market. And that was a really fun season. I remember that. And I loved watching Kirby Puckett, who is no longer with us, I believe. Aaron, do you follow baseball?
Not really, besides the Brewers.
I haven't followed them in a long time like I used to. But I think when you get to a certain age and you start being part of the workforce, you can't follow all of your teams anymore. So I focus on the NFL. But I love like old baseball. It's fun to talk about. While we're waiting to get John on the...
I think we have him now, actually.
Do we have John? Is John there?
Hello.
All right, now I'm gonna try to recapture an intro I just gave you that you would have gushed about. So let me see if I can do this again. I'm totally recreating.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to welcome to the show. You know him, You'll love him. He's one half of the Mino and the Mayor team here at Civic Media. You can hear him on WGBW, WISS. He is one half of the Mino and the Mayor team. And in my opinion, since you're on the show right now, the better half. John, welcome.
I didn't want to say that, but I don't want to argue with you.
I didn't think you would. Not I'm about that, good. Right?
You know what? You know what, Pete? We're both big sports fans. But, man, there's something about the start of the NFL season, isn't there?
It's phenomenal. I mean, you know, that game last night, John, was incredible.
So long. Yeah, I know. Isn't it amazing?
It's so much fun. And I hate to see summer go, yeah. But this is one of the things that makes it a little bit easier, in my opinion, is like when the Badgers start playing again in the NFL.
And I always say winter starts after the Packers' last game. You know what right. I mean? Because if they're having a great season, even it's like, just keep it rolling. But once that season ends, then the seasons change. But the thing I like about the NFL is that they find a way now to bring games all over the place, like Thursdays, Fridays, Sundays.
Yes.
I mean, I kind of like that. When I was a kid, I remember when Monday Night Football started, and it was like, wow, this is cool.
Absolutely. And I, you know, it's funny, John, because I know the players don't like it that much, but as a fan, I'm totally with you. You've got football 4 days a week, and it's so great. And it just like helps you get through the week. And not only that, John, the NFL, they're so brilliant at marketing. You've got the draft, the combine, free agency.
Yeah.
Like you follow it all year. Like, and especially if your team isn't that great, like my team, you look forward to the draft and the combine and all that stuff because it gives you hope. It's brilliant marketing.
You're exactly correct. Absolutely. By the way, who's your team?
Listen, you know where I grew up. Don't make me say it again. It's been a rough ride.
Are you a Lions fan?
Did you forget? No, I'm a Bears fan. We just had Dom Salvia's on. Dom is a Lions fan.
Oh, yeah.
So,
wow.
So we were talking about that. So the NFC North right now is really fun, I think. I mean, you got the Packers and the Lions. They'll probably duke it out. But it's fun.
You know, we had Yurko on today. You know, John Yurkovic, who's from Chicago. And,
oh, yeah.
And the mayor here, you know, they got quite the spirited thing. And Jim Schmidt even said that to Yurko. He says, you know, it's a lot more fun when the Bears are really good and the Packers are really good. It's not
Absolutely.
Fun when one really has. You know what I mean? It's just, it's a wonderful rivalry. But, boy, that passion part, you know, just seems to be lacking.
Yeah. For sure. And not only, you know, wait, wasn't Jurkovic, was he, he's on the radio in Chicago, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Is that the same guy? Okay. Oh, wow. No kidding. Well, part of the reason I wanted to have you on, John.
Thank me live on the air. If you're going to listen to the podcast, he thanked me because I got him started in the business.
You have the best stories ever. Everyone I bring up, you somehow have a connection to. I love that. Tell me the story, please.
Well, okay, so Yurko is just this backup player for the Packers, okay? And just got to know him pretty well and everything. So me and Tony Mandarich, remember Tony Mandarich?
Yeah, oh, totally, yeah.
We're going to do this radio show, a live radio show, and Tony had some issues with whatever, and Yurko, who was kind of a nobody, stepped in. And started doing the show with me, and people were like, oh, my God, is this guy funny? So that was just the start of it. You know, we just started our radio show, and that was it. So, but
wow.
Great guy. Really enjoyed working with him. Yeah.
Yeah, he was on in Chicago, I want to say, on the ESPN affiliate there with my pal Harry Tynowitz, who I used to stand up with. And I think Tom Waddle, maybe? I don't know. But, yeah, that's a good – yeah, he's a character. That he would be a great guest. I'm sure he was funny this morning.
He was super. I mean, he and I were great friends up here.
John, the whole reason I wanted to have you on is because I know how much you love the Packers. What, you know, they finished the season strong. Jordan Love, I just can't believe how good he was as the season went on. So what do you think? Do you have a prediction for the Packers this year? Will they overwhelm, underwhelm?
You know, I mean, I've talked to people about that a bunch. You know, this time last year, we had high hopes, but cautious hopes for Jordan Love. About 6 to 8 weeks into the season, a lot of us were like, okay, Jordan Love is not our guy. Then he kind of, becomes tremendous for 4 or 5 weeks. So I guess what I'm saying is, heading into tonight, half an hour, which one do we see? Because the preseason doesn't show anything anymore.
Right.
It really and truly doesn't. It's just a, beauty pageant. And the thing is, who's our starting running back now? Josh Jacobs, who I've never seen in uniform. There's a lot of, so question marks where you just, it's so hard to really get a read on these teams anymore. But I will say this, if Jordan Love is the Jordan Love of like week 14 of last year, I think the Packers will be very tough to beat. I really and truly do.
I mean, I agree. And that contract, he seems like a good enough guy where he's not going to be one of those guys that craps out after he signs a huge contract. Like, I think you're pretty safe.
Absolutely.
And especially since he sat on the bench behind Rodgers too and learned all that stuff. Do you have do you have a prediction for the NFC North?
Everybody's picking the Lions. They're the heart, sweetheart team of the NFL. I still think the Packers will win the division. I really and truly do. I think they'll go 12 and 4. I'm sorry.
No, 12 and 5. 17 games.
12 and 5. I know it's hard to conjure that one up, but I really think they can. Looking at the schedule, I think the Bears—they're a glory pick right now because of Caleb Williams and the new regime that got down there. But I don't know. I still think the Packers are pretty well loaded. I really and truly do. And a lot of years I would not say that, believe me. But I think they've got a really nice team.
No, I agree with you, but I think the Lions are really loaded too. I think they've gotten better since last year. Their coach, though, I will say, if it comes down to it, you have to pick LaFleur, because Dan Campbell, I love the guy, but he's going to shoot himself in the foot. He already has. It's already cost his team his crazy decision-making,
Yeah, that's no question. I will say one big thing about him is I remember that game a couple of years ago when the Lions had nothing to play for and the Packers were playing for the playoffs, and that team at Lambeau Field at, -4 degrees or whatever it was, physically outplayed the Packers, and they had nothing to play for. And that coach kind of willed that performance out of them. That really showed me something. It really and truly did.
Yeah, I didn't know what to make of him when they introduced him at that press conference, but he's the real deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. John, I want to ask you about a photo you posted on Facebook, and I want to ask you what you're watching, and I want to ask you about Sputnik Fest. Can you hang for a couple more minutes past this really quick break?
Yeah, that's a really, really loaded question, but yeah.
All right, fantastic. I just want to give you a chance to think about it, because I know you got Packers on the brain. I know you're very excited
I'm thinking.
All right, that's the voice of the award-winning John Mino, who is on with Jim Schmidt every morning on WGBW and WISS. They took, you won an award for the second best morning show, right, John?
What award did we win? What?
You don't even know?
No.
We'll get to the bottom of this. We'll figure it all out when we come back. you're a winner, you're a winner in my book. All right, we'll be right back. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Tom Allball Show.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to try out a little personal finance quiz. Are you ready? Here we go. Which phrase best completes this sentence? I can find out where I'm spending too much money by A, buying less expensive things, B, setting a financial goal, or C, tracking what you buy. If you guess C, you are 100% correct. The best way to figure out where you're spending money that you don't have to is by tracking your spending. just take a look at your bank account and your credit card statements today. See what you notice. Anything pop out at you? Tracking like that helps you make more informed choices about your goals and your spending. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube, or you can text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is the Shaw, W-A-U-K.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers, who won the first Super Bowls ever played. I love my
Green Bay. It's a big night here in Wisconsin. There's no question about that. The Packers kick off their season tonight against the Philadelphia Eagles. Did they say Chicago? Oh, okay. Well, that was from when Tampa Bay was in the same division. Boy, I don't know where you're finding these, Aaron, but that's genius. Well done, young man. We've got Bridget from the 818 checks in and says, I love Honey Bunches of Oats. Now, not when I was a kid, I loved Corn Pops. We got two. That's two for Honey Bunches of Oats. And then Bridget says, and Captain Crunch with Crunch Berries.
That's another one, John? That's good to eat dry.
Yes, if you don't cut your mouth.
That's true.
The lovely and talented producer Conrad Krieger checks in and says his favorite cereal is Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes makes the milk taste really good.
Yeah, it does. Hey, he's going the extra mile. He's off tonight, and he's texting the show. I love that kind of attitude. The kid's got moxie. Do we have John?
We do.
Is he back? All right. My guest is John Mino from the Mino and the Mayor show every morning here at WGBW and WISS. John has been gracious enough to give us a couple more minutes. John, do you know where I'm going to be tomorrow?
I do not.
I'm going to be in your hometown. Well, not your hometown. Your adopted hometown, maybe, of Manitowoc doing Sputnik Fest.
Oh, that's a great thing. We had the guy from
it sounds fun.
On our show. Oh, man, that sounds great. Isn't that bizarre, though? Then it would
it's crazy
like that out of space would land like right outside the door of the actual museum.
The same guy was on Greg Vadney, I think, and he what a great guest. Yes. He was a great guy, but he said it landed right in a 20-pound piece of metal from outer space that was smoldering, landed at 3 o'clock in the morning in front of a museum. I love
and
it, and I can't wait to do it tomorrow.
The cops moved it because they thought it was like somebody's muffler.
And now it's back in Moscow. It's probably on Putin's mantle over his fireplace.
I know, right?
That's a pretty cool thing. I'm excited to be.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Okay, so you posted a picture. I know you're a sports fan. I know you'd done your fair share of acting. You were an award-winning actor. You showed me the certificate, which I thought was pretty cool. But you posted something on Facebook. You were going up strong to the hoop. You played basketball. That was a great picture.
Get out of here. Okay. After I met your brother, who's like 6'6" and was a scholarship basketball player. Okay. Thanks for setting me up on that one, Pete. Wow.
No, I swear to God. Listen, my brother Andrew was 6'7" at his peak and played at Michigan Tech for a couple of years. I was a bench warmer, but I could jump and I could shoot, but I could not dribble, which, you know, if you're 6 feet tall in basketball, you're not really doing much good for your team.
Try but being 5'9" in basketball and you can't dribble.
I know, but that's what I thought was so cool. Like you, first of all, you look kind of muscular and you were going to the hoop strong. The same thing the coach always tells you, and I think you posted it because of the other guy, though. Was that, like, someone special, or?
Well, he was getting it blocked, and, yeah, someday I'll tell you the entire story about that whole thing, about that picture,
okay.
But what happened to that guy.
All right. That was a great photo. I mean, it was a great action photo. I thought it was pretty cool. I wasn't,
you're such a big sports fan, which is cool, but you're also an amazing entertainment fan. And we were talking about when we had Yurko on today, most people think, oh, you got a former, it's all Packer Bears. We talked about like
you know, musical guests and movies and things like that. And isn't that fun when you get people that aren't just like focused into that one aspect, when you get them on your shows and really explore other areas? I find that part fascinating sometimes.
I do too. And I have too many interests not to want to talk about them. Like, yes, I love entertainment. That's kind of my first love. I've spent my whole adult life.
Right.
I love sports. I wasn't great at sports, but I love watching it. It's like, to me, John, sports, first of all, it is entertainment. And you don't, oftentimes you watch a TV show or a movie, you kind of know how it's going to end. That's not the case with sports or car chases for that matter. But yeah, you just, it's like, it's like actual reality TV, you know?
Right.
So what are you watching?
Both worlds, my friend.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to be watching the ball game coming up right now.
You got a show you can recommend, John, before we let you get out of here?
What kind of a show?
TV, a color television show or a movie? Speaking of entertainment.
Of all time?
No, just what you're watching right now. Like, I know you like documentaries. You just told me all you did was talk about movies and TV with Jerko, and I ask you. No, I got nothing for you, Schwab.
No, I'll tell you one thing, though. It's crazy how hard it is to watch sporting events these days. Like, I love Caitlin Clark, watching her in the WNBA, and there are like seven different networks. You get all these, it's like, you know, it kind of ticks me off. We're here. The customers are here, the sports fans. We will watch no matter what we have to do to watch. It just seems like they're kind of taking more than they really need to. You know what I mean? I mean, I know it's free enterprise, but it's like, geez Louise.
No, it's
just
a money grab.
Digging into our pockets. Yeah.
Exactly. And the problem is, John, they know we'll pay it. You know, like, I used to have DirecTV. Yeah, and I would get the NFL package, but you got it free when you sign up. Then I think I got it for like 2 years. But I can't, at the time I had two young kids, I can't spend $400, you know, to watch the NFL. But give me my team's games for $100. That I would do, maybe even $150. But my God, it's gouging.
That's exactly what I mean. That's terrible the way that's turned. I mean, and it's not like, you know, the thing is that's the total thing where it's like, okay, well, no matter what we do, they have no other option. And it's true. I mean, it's almost like a monopoly. They've got a foot.
Yeah, they do, for sure. Hey, this has been really fun, man. I have one more question for you. Give us a Packer prediction. What do you think their record will be?
Well, like I said, I think they're gonna be the top of the NFC Central North. I really do. I think that passing attack could be something special. And in these days, you've got to be able to move it down the field. I love the fact that they at least replaced a guy that I just thought was awesome in Aaron Jones. At least this kid was, you know, all pro, you know, the top rusher of the National Football League 2 years ago. But I think this is a good football team. I really and truly do. I see a win tonight, and I see them going to the playoffs and advancing.
All right. Do you have a record prediction, or should I just assume you're going to say 12-5?
How about if I just say 12-5?
That works. Enjoy the game tonight, buddy. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Anytime. And I think we've got a great show. I love listening to it, and I'm proud of you, buddy.
Thanks, John. You're tops, pal. Appreciate it. Have a great night.
Got it.
All right, that's John Mino. Check out his show every morning here at WGBW and WISS. Mino and the Mayor, great show. Todd Michaels does a great job producing it. It's so much fun. Check it out. And we are going to bring up our third Civic Media All-Star right after your award-winning Civic Media News team tells you what you need to know and tell us what your favorite cereal is. That's what we're talking about tonight. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We got the best team. Go Pack!
Break it down.
Oh, I just love my Green Bay Packers.
I love my Green Bay Packers. They love me.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Canadian law enforcement arrests a Pakistani citizen near the U.S. border. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
The suspect is now accused of plotting to carry out a mass shooting at a Jewish center in Brooklyn, which authorities say he wanted to do just over a month from today.
1 year after the October 7th Hamas attack in Israel. CBS's Natalie Brand with the latest on former President Donald Trump's New York criminal case sentencing.
New York Judge Juan Merchan agreed to delay sentencing in Trump's hush money criminal case. It had been set for later this month, but is now postponed until after Election Day.
The teen accused of the deadly shooting at his high school in Winder, Georgia, learns he will not be eligible for the death penalty if convicted. His father was also in court on charges, including involuntary manslaughter. CBS's Anna Schechter says of the father,
he was visibly nervous and under stress. He was shaking back and forth as he was listening to the judge.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wednesday's school shooting in Georgia is reviving talk of returning school resource officers to places like Madison. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
In the Georgia school shooting that happened Wednesday, a 14-year-old boy killed four people. Within minutes, school resource officers found him and he surrendered. The Madison School Board unanimously voted to remove police from MMSD schools in 2020 after a report showed more black students had interaction with the officers than any other group. During the 2022-23 school year, Madison police responded to more than 800 calls at MMSD schools. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
A new documentary about one of Wisconsin's most beloved sports teams is making its debut. It's called Just a Bit Outside, and it's about the Milwaukee Brewers who won the American League pennant in 1982. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Three Milwaukee police officers were wounded in a shootout while serving a warrant yesterday. The suspect, wanted for multiple charges, including being a felon with a firearm and sexual assault, was also shot during the incident. Police Chief Jeffrey Norman says all three officers and the suspect are expected to survive. We'll learn more next week about $25 million coming to Milwaukee to make safer roads. The money is part of a $1 billion federal investment in safer roads across the country. Locally, the funds will be used to improve a two-mile section of Center Street in Milwaukee, particularly around Fond du Lac Avenue. You just can't drop your teen at the theme park. Six Flags Great America has announced a new chaperone policy for Fright Fest. It requires all guests ages 15 and younger to be accompanied by someone at least 21 years old. The policy kicks in next week and will be enforced daily from 5 p.m. to close. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Stray evening shower, otherwise partly cloudy and a low in the upper 40s tonight. A beautiful weekend is ahead with sunshine. Highs in the mid-60s Saturday and mid-70s Sunday. Highs climb through the 80s next week. Dry weather ahead with more sunshine. Currently 57 degrees.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Happy Labor Day to you. So there are companies out there who do value the worker, but there are a lot who still don't. And that's why I think it's so important to stop today and remember those who fought so hard and what this day is about. Yes, go out, have a beer, have a brat, enjoy it. But take a minute to pause, reflect, and say thanks to all those people who sacrificed for working people.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we welcome former State Senate Majority Leader Democrat Tim Cullen to the program to talk about his new book and great foundation helping Wisconsinites. Be here.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
It's my favorite time of week. One of my favorite, not just the work week either. This is one of my favorite parts of every week. It doesn't even feel like I'm on the air because my next guest here, Terry Barr, and I have become friends, and I totally trust and defer to her on her musical choices because she brings us such incredible music. Terry, stop me if you would. I can't keep building these intros for you. I cannot thank you enough and try to top myself every week when I bring you on the show. How are you?
I know. I'm like thinking, oh, you say that to all your guests.
No, I don't. Terry Barr joins us right now. She is the host, one of the hosts of Max Inc. Radio here at Civic Media. You can check it out on Saturday from 6 to midnight. That's a lot of show.
How's it going? I'm good. How are you? Happy Friday to everyone.
You know what? This is kind of like, okay, having you on the show when we do the last segment on a Friday, this, you're like a Friday within a Friday, which is really cool.
Well, thank you. Wow.
Do you think
you are buttering me up all over the place?
Do you think I'm just a big sweet talker? I actually mean everything I'm saying, and I'm doing the show from home tonight, and I don't have a commute afterwards, so I'm happy.
Oh, so that's wonderful. Yeah, good for you. Oh my goodness.
I know, well, the K-Man is taking a night off, so.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
Go ahead.
Yes. Well, we have something wonderful for you, and it's going to be something a little different, too. You know, we'll often talk to bands that are not from Wisconsin, but if they're coming through Wisconsin, you know, we'll do a Zoom interview and get some music, and we'll share that with our listeners during Max Inc. Radio. This band is touring Wisconsin. They have been voted the best band in Nebraska. And they are going to be live in our studio tomorrow night from 9 to 10. We're so excited to have them join us.
Live in the Lair. I love it. So they're not a Wisconsin band. They're from Nebraska. They're just touring here.
Yeah, they have a show. Yes.
No, I'm sorry. I cut you off. But I was going to say they're a great find because I listened to the music right when I saw it this afternoon. It was so different and so cool. I'm kind of sad they're not from Wisconsin, but they're here anyway.
Yeah,
so.
They've got quite a few shows around the state. They are playing in Menasha tomorrow night. Well, no, that must be during the daytime because they're with us tomorrow night. So Menasha tomorrow during the day, then Madison on Sunday night. And from there they go Northern Illinois, West Virginia, Pennsylvania. And then they're going to come on back through. So they may have some more Wisconsin dates when they come back through to head home to Nebraska.
I love it. And it's weird. You don't hear about a lot of bands being from Nebraska, but they just seem like they have such a grassroots kind of sound and it's so pretty, their music. I just love it. That's really exciting. Where will they be? You said Madison Sunday night. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow they'll be in Manitowoc. I'm going to be in Manitowoc, you know. Did you know that?
Actually, Menasha.
Oh, Menasha. Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it starts with an M.
Now I'm sad. Yes, I am.
What are you doing in Manitowoc, though? Let me pry a little bit.
Yeah, I'm doing a Sputnik Fest. And
I
am. Have you been there? Have you been?
I haven't, but I've heard about it. I hear it's awesome.
You've got to do it. It's a lot of fun. I love seeing all the kids with tinfoil costumes and everything. This is Aaron, by the way. Hello, Terry. Since I'm from Manitowoc, I've been to several Sputnik Fest celebrations.
Yeah, Aaron is well-versed.
I would wear tinfoil. Yeah. Wouldn't you wear tinfoil?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You got to get into it. It's like it's from 12 to 6 tomorrow in Manitowoc. I'll be judging the Junior Space Debris contest at 4 p.m. and then I'll be judging the Captain Space Debris at 5 p.m. So I've got a full slate of things tomorrow. I'm going to wear a tuxedo. I'm going to try not to embarrass the network, and it should be a lot of fun.
And I want pictures after. There's got to be photos.
You got it. You got it. All right. So tell us more about the Wildwoods. How did you find these guys?
Actually, a gentleman that works with them does their social media, helps them book shows around the country, lives in Madison. And he was the one that reached out to us and said, hey, they're going to be coming in here, and they actually have Saturday night off. That's always the toughest thing with bands. Everybody yeah. plays on Saturday night. So they actually have Saturday night off, and we were able to work this out that they can come in and be live for the hour that they're willing to answer all of our silly questions. But we're really looking forward to them actually playing their great music, as you mentioned. It's a trio. And yeah. it's a husband and wife, Noah and Chloe, and their best okay. friend, Andrew. And they've been playing and hanging out together and making music as a band since 2017.
That's so great. Well, what song should we lead with, do you think? Cherry Pickin' or West Virginia Rain? What do you prefer?
Which one did you like more?
You know what? I can't remember now. I listened several hours ago. I liked them both, but there was one I really... I want to say it was West Virginia Rain.
Okay.
So why don't we lead? Should we lead with that one?
Sure. Let's do it.
All right, Aaron, let's fire up West Virginia Rain. This is a bar band Friday night. Terry Barr is here, and she brings us great music, and she did not let us down this week either. Here is the Wildwoods and West Virginia Rain.
West Virginia rain, misty mountains calling out my name. West Virginia rain, falling down to take away my pain. I see it in your eyes, you're all alone and terrified.
Thought that leaving home would
guide a little more into your
stress. I think it's time you take a rest.
All the bitterness has settled in your mind. Oh, how the hell did you let yourself become so blind? West Virginia rain, misty mountains calling out my name. West Virginia rain, falling down to take away my pain. Seeping into your hair, drying your somber eyes. Does the rainfall take you back to simpler times? Calling your name, but it's not the same. Calling out my name. West Virginia rain, falling down to take away my pain. Falling down to take away my pain. Falling down to take away my pain.
That's the Wildwoods and West Virginia rain. At my favorite line, how the hell did you let yourself go so blind? So great.
That is so good. You know, I was reading about them. I can't wait to talk with them tomorrow night. And of course, we always invite, you know, listeners, if you have a question that you want us to ask, you are more than welcome to text us or email or, you know, just jump on the phone and give us a call. But reading about them, all of their songs are inspired by nature. And boy, can you hear it in that song.
Yeah, totally. And the other one you sent is Cherry Pickin'. We'll hear that in a few minutes. But man, They have a, like, I thought she sounded a lot like Alison Krauss almost when I first heard her voice. Yes. Is she the lead singer, or do they both, they all kind of share those duties?
I think she is considered the lead, and she also plays violin. And then the guys' voices, I mean, they all just blend so beautifully together. Yeah. And their song structure, the way they play together, it sounds like there's 10 people playing, not just three people.
Right.
Yeah.
Have they, how long have they been around? It seems like a lot of the bands you bring, they've been together a long time, and you definitely hear that. Like, you know, they just have it down. But have these guys, and they sound like they have too, but have they been playing together for a while?
Yeah, 2017, they just released their fourth album. Mm-hmm. And yeah, again, if people missed it, they're from Lincoln, Nebraska, but were just voted the best band in Nebraska. So good for them.
Oh, that's great. Lincoln's a fun town. It's a good college town, right? So you can... Hey, before we move on to the next song, are you a fan of Linkin Park? Did you see that news that they're launching a new tour?
Yeah, I'm really curious. Who's going to be the singer for Linkin Park?
Her name is Emily Armstrong, and she was in a band called Dead Sarah. I don't know much about her. I didn't know a ton about them, but I was pretty shocked a few years ago when the lead singer, Chester Bennington, I think his name, took his own life. I mean, but I love when bands, like, I loved the Gin Blossoms album. Their first album is one of the greatest compilations. It was just a phenomenal debut album. Yeah. And as I understand it, the lead singer, or the guy who wrote all the lyrics, has killed himself. So I think they're still touring, but I love when bands are like, no, we're going to keep playing. And I love that they brought in someone different, you know, a woman who probably won't be compared to Chester Bennington. So I think that's so great.
Yeah, that would be hard to live up to if you're another guy that's going to have to come in there and do what Chester did. Wow, he
absolutely
had a great voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did. And again, I don't know, I'm not like... I don't think I probably own three songs back when iTunes, when you just bought the songs. Remember that?
Yes.
I kind of like that, but, right. So this next song, we'll have to do it after the break, I guess, but it's called Cherry Pickin'. We'll hear about that. In the meantime, we just have a few seconds before the break. Terry, do you have a Packer prediction? Are you a Packer fan?
I am. I grew up just outside of Green Bay, you know.
That's right. Of course.
Yeah. So I blame my parents and my grandparents every Sunday sitting around yelling at the TV.
So what are they going to do this year? Are they going to be good? They were pretty good last year.
Yeah, they were great last year. And it's so hard to tell because the preseason just doesn't tell you much, does it?
No, it doesn't. And
no.
We just had John Minow on. This has been the All-Star Show, my Civic Media All-Star Show. We had Dom DeSalvia Dom Salvia on at 6:30. Then we had Minow at 7:05, and now it's a Bar Band Friday. We have you. So and we're competing. You know, I know all you guys want to watch the Packer game, so I appreciate you hanging with me. And the earlier time slot probably doesn't hurt either for that. So
it's great to be here.
Yeah. All right. So it's Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr is here from Max Inc. Radio. Check out their show tomorrow from 6 to 12. It's a phenomenal show, award-winning show, I might add. And
yes,
we are talking about the band The Wildwoods tonight. And when we come back with Terry, we'll have the song Cherry Pickin'. We'll cue that up, and we'll listen to that when we get back. And then I think we'll get on with our weekends. How does that sound?
Sounds good to me.
All right. Terry Barr is here. Always fun. We're coming right back. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
On our way out, we'll listen to another tune by The Wildwoods. This is Home.
Awesome.
Well, it's a cover, but still.
Alabama, Arkansas. My eye, that I've never loved one like you.
Man, oh man, you're my best friend.
I'm screaming to you, nothing else.
Shaw, WAUK.
Summer may be coming to an end, but there's still time to enjoy a beer with your neighbors at Merrill Crest Park, September 5th through the 7th for Waukesha Parks, Rec, and Forestry's Neighborhood Beer Garden. Enjoy live music, food, socializing with neighbors, and of course, beer. The excitement is already brewing for this year's before and after school program as space is filled quickly. But stay tuned for so many more fun things to do. Visit the WaukeshaWI.gov activity guide for more information.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Hey! All right, it's Bar Band Friday here at Nightlight. Our friend Terry Barr from Max Inc. Radio is with us, bringing us great music and sparkling conversation, as she always does. And the band we're talking about tonight, I just love. They're called the Wildwoods. We heard West Virginia Rain before. Aaron played another song, Going to Break. And
that was lovely.
That was great. And now we've got, let's do, before we get too short on time, let's fire up Cherry Picking. What do you say, Terry?
Let's go Cherry Picking with the Wildwoods.
All right, sounds good.
As it might ever be. Her hands are red like roses blooming in February. Carrying a pail filled with cherry wine, the ones we picked ourselves will do fine. I'll fill your glass if and only if you will fill mine. Oh, darling, take me by the hand. You might be my sweet salvation. Hold my trembling soul inside of yours as we crawl through open doors. Darling, tell me to go, say the words and I will follow you through darkness each and every day. Put it in a locket that you wear there in front of your heart. So quietly, so we won't wake the bees. Driving home at a quarter past ten. Wake up in the morning just to do it again. She turns to me and she says, I'm lucky just to be your friend. Oh, darling, take me by the hand. You might be my sweet salvation. Hold my trembling soul inside of yours as we crawl through open doors. Darling, tell me to go, say the words, and I will follow you through darkness each and every day. Keep it in a locket that you wear there in front of your heart, or your wrist or your arm.
I'll be your unlucky charm.
And are my lips too red from the wine? Cherries and berries, and I'll bury another bottle with you. Oh. Tell me to go, say the words, and I will follow you through darkness each and
pocket that you wear in front of your heart.
Any song that has a fiddle in it, I love.
Isn't it the best? And they sound
great.
Almost jazzy, don't they? Little
yes.
Jazzy folk Americana roots.
Yeah. And you know what's funny is I thought that when I said, let's play West Virginia Rain, I think that's the one I liked better. And then I loved it. And I'm like, oh, no, wait, it was cherry picking because it's just more upbeat and it's kind of fun. You know, it just has this great pace to it. I love it. It's so great. Thank you for introducing us to these guys.
Absolutely.
I have to tell you something. When you were here a couple, I think it was 2 weeks ago, we did Taylor Trapper. We did Trapper Shep a couple
Trapper
weeks ago.
Oh, Trapper Shep. Yeah, you bet.
Trapper Shep. So I thought, I asked on Google for permission to listen to a song, and I thought I was asking you. He responded, and he clicked OK, which I thought, all right, this is a pretty good guy.
Oh, he's a great guy. Yeah. Who else is going to write about Bay Beach and all the rides at Bay Beach but Trapper Shep?
Who else has a song about the Zip and Pippin? Absolutely.
Exactly.
Hey, this is so great, Terry. Thank you so much. Do you have an opinion on Jeff Bridges before we let you go?
No. He's one of those guys that, you just don't think of him too often. I'm trying to be nice without, Why? What are you thinking?
I just think he's great. I love him as an actor, and I just read some stuff in the news about what a good person he is to younger actresses, and like he's just I hope we don't find out something about him because I really like the guy and I love his acting. So I didn't know
well,
if you seem
good. Yeah.
You seem cool. I think he's cool. I thought we could make a connection there, but if you know what, if you're not on board, that's okay. You still bring us great music every week. So.
Well, thank you. That is what I love to do. You know what we're going to do tomorrow night also? We are not just a music show. We have a sponsor coming in, a brand new sponsor, the Naughty Dog Hot Sauce. So have you seen the hot sauce shows where they're sampling and it gets hotter and hotter and hotter? I don't get it, but I guess we're going to do some of that tomorrow night too.
That is fun. Are they going to sponsor the show?
Yeah, they're going to be a new show sponsor. And we always love to give our sponsors, some local love, and they'll come in and talk about their business. Mm-hmm. So
that's
first time
fantastic.
On the show, and we're going to do some hot sauce. Yikes.
Hot sauce segment of the week. I love it. That's fantastic. All right. Well, hey, have a great night, Terry. Thank you so much as
you
always.
Too.
And we'll see you next week, right?
Okay. Happy Friday,
all
everybody.
Right. You too. That's Terry Barr. Check out Max Inc. Radio here on Civic Media. They are on every Saturday from 6 to 12, talking music, playing music. It's just a great show, and it's an award-winning show. So check it out. Aaron, this was fun.
Absolutely. And I also really enjoyed the Wildwoods. The thing that I kept thinking as I'm hearing their music is, you know what? This feels really good in my ears. I know that's a weird thing to say, but
that's what
I was thinking.
I had the album cover up on their website. They have a new album. I meant to say this to Terry. It's called There Goes the Neighborhood. And the art for it is really cool, too. So, no, I'm with you. And, that was a treat. It's always fun to find some good new tunes and a good new band. So... Well, thanks, man, for your help. This is fun.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, so thank you to Dom and John and Terry. The Civic Media All-Stars were here. Thank you all for your texts. And, Troy from Madison says Quisp from the 608. And Sherry from Hurricane says Frosted Flakes. I love it. All right, we're coming back. We'll be back Monday night. Have a great weekend, everybody. On behalf of Aaron, good night, Wisconsin.
This is the Shaw, WAUK. Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane Matinere returns to the big chair, and we are talking about the election because we are less than 2 months away, people. Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
WAUK invites you to join us every Saturday from 8 a.m. till noon for the weekly Waukesha Farmers Market. As we head into the harvest season, their choices at the market change every week. From fresh fruit and vegetables to sweet treats, crafts, flowers, and food, there's something for everyone at the Waukesha Farmers Market. Stop by the 540 a.m. WAUK tent and spin our prize wheel for fun prizes and say hi to some of our local WAUK staff. See you this weekend at the Farmers Market with WAUK.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always...